Good morning. The audit hearing for Grassroots Victory Pack A19-14 will now come to order. This hearing will be conducted pursuant to the procedural rules for audit hearings adopted by the commission in 2009, which is available on the commission's website. I want to note this is actually the 16th audit hearing under this program. So before us today, we have Jonathan Birkin and Emily Hogan of Perkins Coie, counsel for the committee. I say welcome. This is my first time meeting both of you actually in virtual person. So welcome today. Also, I want to get into some of the details about this. It's a little longer than we might normally do under procedures, but I think it's worthwhile since we have a couple of new people with us. On October 14th, 2020, the audit division sent a copy of the draft final audit report to the committee. That report set forth a single finding of misstatement of financial activity, increased activity. By letter dated November 6, 2020, counsel requested a hearing on behalf of the committee. The commission granted the request and notified the committee on December 3rd, 2020. Counsel, for today's hearing, you may have a brief opening statement. Following your presentation, the commission, the general counsel, and staff director will have the opportunity to ask questions. And at the end of today's hearing, you will have an opportunity to make a closing statement. As stated in our December 3rd letter, your statements at this hearing should present issues and arguments that you've already brought to the attention of the commission and to the audit division. Absent a request by a commissioner at a hearing or intervening events subsequent to your response to the draft final audit report, you may only present issues and arguments at the hearing that were raised in your response. And now, counsel, if you'd like, you can proceed with your opening statement.
Thank you, Chair, Madam Chair, and thank you to you and the Vice Chair and all of the commissioners for the opportunity to appear today. I wanted to just start with a summary of how we got here. There's no factual dispute here. Grassroots Victory PAC, which I'll refer to usually as GVP, is a non-connected PAC, and it filed reports with the commission in 2017 and 2018 that understated disbursements by a bit over $106,000. In early 2018, on its own volition and without any RFAI or audit notice, the committee discovered unreported disbursements for its September, October, and November monthly reports in 2017 and amended those reports. In order to discover the source of the discrepancies, GVP retained a compliance firm to review its past reports and financial activities. This review uncovered additional undisclosed disbursements, principally during the period from May through November of 2017, as well as some previously reported contributions and disbursements that required amendment, and GVP amended its reports in August 2018. And again, this is more than a year before any audit notice came. GVP did what it was supposed to do. As a result, and I really want to underscore this point, at the time the audit notification letter was sent in October 2019, there was no misstatement of financial activity on the filings in the public record. The draft final audit report states unequivocally, GVP is correct in stating that in August 2018, prior to the October 2019 audit notification, it amended its disclosure reports to accurately disclose missing financial activity. Again, there's no factual dispute on this point. After GVP received its audit notice, it challenged the jurisdiction of the audit division to conduct the audit based on a vote taken by the commission after it lost quorum. After the commission disagreed with that challenge, or after OGC disagreed with that challenge, GVP fully complied with the audit. The audit did not find any material errors. Again, I just want to keep coming back to this quote from the draft final audit report. GVP is correct in stating that in August 2018, prior to the October 2019 audit notification, it amended its disclosure reports to accurately disclose missing financial activity. Despite this, in May 2020, the audit division issued a preliminary audit finding of increased financial activity, not a misstatement of financial activity, but increased financial activity. Now, in our view, it's unclear what public policy is served by the audit division making a finding that a committee's amended filings differed from its original filings, as the preliminary audit finding did. By making the amended filings, GVP already acknowledged that its original filings were incorrect. The commission could have made such a finding from the face of the reports that were already on the public record. The audit neither added, or subtracted anything to the analysis that the commission could have done based on those reports. GVP pointed all this out to the audit division in its response. In response, the audit division issued an interim audit report that included a finding that there had been a misstatement of financial activity. Again, notice the change, not merely increased financial activity, as the preliminary audit finding put it, but an actual misstatement of financial activity. The draft final audit report includes the same finding of a misstatement. And so that's what brings us to today and why we sought a hearing before the commission. As we pointed out in our latest correspondence with the commission, under the audit division's own written guidelines, the standard for misstatement of financial activity simply was not met. If you look at the audit division's written manual that is cited both in our earlier response and then also in the audit division's response back to that response, there is a section entitled Misstatements of Financial Activity. It's on page 28. And in its hearing memo, the audit division acknowledges that this section requires that the audit division compare a, quote, compare a committee's most recent reports filed, i.e. amended reports, to its bank activity. So not the original reports, but the amended reports, which we know would not have shown any kind of material error. But that's not what the audit division did. As we know, it compared GVP's original filings against the reported bank activity. Accordingly, the audit division concedes that it did not rely on the section entitled Misstatements of Financial Activity to find that GVP had in fact made a misstatement of financial activity. The audit division contends that it may rely on an entirely different section of its written manual, one entitled Increased Financial Activity, to find that GVP had a misstatement of financial activity. We think this argument should be rejected by the commission. A misstatement of financial activity is simply not the same thing as increased financial activity. A finding that a committee misstated its financial activity is a judgment about the truth or falsity of its filings with the agency. As a result, according to the audit division's own written manual, it is a sufficiently serious offense that in some circumstances, it may actually be referred to the Office of General Counsel for further action. A finding, on the other hand, that a committee had increased financial activity is a simple factual observation, comparing one report against another. According to the audit division's manual, such an infraction can only be referred to, or such a finding can only be referred to the Alternative Dispute Resolution Office, not OGC. And the difference in the findings, again, is reflected in the standard that the audit division must follow in getting there. To find a misstatement of financial activity, according to the audit division, at least in that part of the manual, there, you need to compare the amended reports against the bank records. But to find increased financial activity, you merely need to compare the original reports against the bank activity. We think it's important from a policy standpoint and from a due process standpoint that the audit division adhere to its own manual. The commission took an important step in 2011, in our view, after congressional oversight hearings, when it published the audit division manual for materiality thresholds. The commission publicly boasts on its website that it, quote, has worked to further transparency and is pleased to advance this agency goal by making these internal documents available to the public. Yet here, the audit division asked the commission to approve a draft final audit report that is simply unsupported by the audit division's own written guidelines. So we are here before the commission to urge it to reject this proposed finding of a misstatement of financial activity. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Burkhan. I agree with you. I don't think we have a factual dispute here. Your committee, your client, filed reports, amended their reports, then was audited, and the audit report states that you have amended your reports. And it seems to me, I mean, is the problem four words, misstatement of financial activity? If those words were taken out of the report, so all it said, pretty much the same thing it says now, it just was headed increased activity instead of misstatement of financial activity. Would that solve the problem?
I think it would. I mean, as noted, I disagree with the policy of having a finding that that essentially compares original reports against the bank records, but the manual says what it says. So I think if we're going to follow the manual, if we remove those four words, then the finding would be consistent with the manual.
Great. That's all I got.
Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Vice Chair.
What consequences in a practical sense would flow from that four-word change to the audit report?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I think it's just from a practical standpoint, it's mostly about what appears on the final record. We think the word misstatement has connotations associated with it that are far more negative and imply something that happened that just didn't happen. So really it's about clearing up the public record. So I think that's the first point. The second point is, again, according to the manual, a finding of increased financial activity. Obviously it's up to the division whether or not it refers the matter for further enforcement, but a finding of increased financial activity, at least according to the manual, cannot be referred to OGC for further enforcement. So I think that is a significant difference as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, if I may?
Yes, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Commissioners, and Mr. Burkhan and Ms. Hogan. Just to respond to the question about the practical implications from audit's perspective, it would not change we have categorized this as an increased financial activity finding, and we conducted the review in accordance with everything that is included within the increased financial activity review. And if this committee is, if any committee is eligible for referral in an increased activity context, it would only go to ADRO. And so the same is true for this particular committee. Would they be eligible?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms. Orak.
Yes, hi, just a clarification as well. I realize auditors are not always known for realizing how important words are, but I wanted to highlight as well within our website, one of the main categories, if a committee or the regulated committee were to actually go and look at audit reports, we have approximately 14 finding and issue categories. One of those is misstatements. If somebody actually clicks on that misstatement to better view all of the findings, they then will see 7 subcategories that are listed underneath that. One of those being increased activity. If you actually were to do that, you would see those previous audit reports that we've had in the past, some going back quite some years, that have the exact same verbiage, misstatement, increased activity. So just to highlight that we've been fairly consistent in how we've presented this to committees. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, Mr. Burkhan or Ms. Hogan, would you care to make a closing statement?
Thank you again, Madam Chair. So again, just to close, I think as Commissioner Weintraub and the Vice Chair pointed out, we do think that removing those four words would, at the very least, make sure that this finding is consistent with the written manual. And we ask that the commissioner remove those four words so that that is not part of the finding. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excuse me, it's the technology at work. As you're notified, the audio recording will be made available of the hearing and posted to the commission's website. The commission may rely on the contents of this audio recording and its consideration of the issues raised by any subsequent action. And the committee may be bound by any representations made at this hearing. And I wanna thank Mr. Burkhan and Ms. Hogan for appearing today. It was very informative and we appreciate your time. And that's gonna adjourn this hearing. Thank you.